hoping he was reaching an audience that hasn't been following the immigration issue and would convince them that illegal immigration is a problem.
Well, and that it's enough of a crisis that there needs to be additional funding for physical barriers.
I don't understand why you can't just start with, we have somewhere between 12 and 20 million illegals in this country. Nobody knows because it's hard to count people that are here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
No country does that. That's not the way you operate a country.
We got to get hold of this. Part of it's physical barriers. A lot of it's this other stuff that he mentioned. Let's all get together and do it.
We got to secure the border so that 20 years from now, a president isn't talking about the 30 million illegals that we have.
Right.
So we can discuss all the DACA stuff and everything like that later, but we have to secure our borders because that's what every country does on Earth and always has. That's what a country is, actually, is its borders. So let's just jump to that.
You know, I
don't know if I need the particulars. It's being a sovereign nation seems like a pretty good argument.
I agree. I didn't love the speech. I didn't love the way it was written. I thought it spent too much time listing crimes and statistics and that sort of thing, which just gives fodder to the other side to dispute the validity or significance of those statistics and enables a giant smokescreen that obscures the core issues, which are what you're talking about. I thought it was a little too, I don't know, it was just a little too broad. It was a little too scattered. It could have been very simple and very persuasive. And then the response was just ridiculous. It was as if they hadn't heard the speech or read it.
The words they said or the optics of it. The optics was something.
Well, who knew, first of all, anybody'd ever carved a couple of Cigar Store Indians, a man and a woman, and posed them side by side and made their lips move somehow, CGI, I'm assuming.
God, jump online and watch that. We should have the response linked at armstrongandgetty.com because you got to see it. It's really something. Chuck, dude. I mean, I realize it's not an issue to laugh about. It's not a lighthearted issue. But you got the they're putting my dog down in front of me look on your face.
Right.
The whole time Nancy's talking.
Staring angrily at the camera.
Hunched over.
It was just not good on any level. It's hard to believe this is the height of discourse.
You're right about
in the United States of America. We're the cultural capital of the world. We have the most, you know, clever, innovative communicators on Earth. And that was what we got last night.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, you know, I don't want slick and glib. I'm going to argue with myself here. I would prefer
I'll just go home then.
I would prefer to have sincerity and persuasiveness and facts and the rest of it. But it was remarkably bad.
You can't stand in front of the camera with your wooden face and tell me we care deeply about border security. That's a laughable statement.
Bit.
That's a laughable statement.
Right.
You had all the power to handle that at some point and didn't. And so did the Republicans.
Well, and listen, we've received a number of devil's advocate emails because we're a big tent radio show. We don't care what you believe. We hope you enjoy listening. And if you don't like something, if you want to disagree, feel free. Email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, or you can text us 415-295-KFTC. But several people pointed out, hey, the Republicans had the White House and both houses of Congress. Where's the funding for the wall? And there was some funding for, you know, enhanced border security funding, some of which went to physical barriers. But
we've gone
through.
We've gone through various iterations of that over many decades. Divided government and one party government, both sides.
Right.
Different levels. And they never
budget
got around.
Always the budget and the deficit always rises,
yeah.
And border security always gets discussed a great deal, but not dealt with.
And illegal immigration continues. So it's
right.
Nobody can stand in front of me, except for perhaps Donald Trump, and say you actually want to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And how am I going to believe you? So building the wall necessary to improve border security, that's the question they ask people. So I'll hit you with the question once again, because what they ask is important.
Yes.
Is building a wall necessary to improve border security? All voters, it's 54 no, 44 yes. So 54-44. When you break it down by party, it ends up being, you know, what a lot of stuff is. For Republicans, it's 85-14 yes. For Democrats, it's 90-10 no.
So about evenly split.
Yeah. Which has got so much to do with Trump.
Of course.
I would love to be able to run this model in a parallel universe. Barack Obama's president asking for the exact same thing. You ask the exact same question to people, right. And people say, yes, of course, securing the borders is important, being a sovereign nation.
Right.
And a lot of Republicans say, no, absolutely not. This is a waste of money.
Read that question again, though.
Building wall necessary to improve border security, question mark?
That answer depends entirely on that person's conception of the phrase building a wall. Are they picturing what they've heard on MSNBC, that Donald J. Trump wants to build a 30-foot concrete wall along the entire U.S. border, like the Great Wall of China?
Well, he didn't say a big, beautiful wall.
30 feet high. Well, that's just his campaign stuff, which is, it's entertainment.
Right.
You know, which I realize confused some people. But if you were to rephrase it in a way that is 100% accurate, do you believe that physical barriers are an important part of border security and that we should add some more where appropriate as designated by border control?
It's a long... I'm just walking down the street.
Give me a minute. I'll edit that.
As you stand there with your clipboard asking me that very long question...
Hey, I got to get to work.
You have a guy. Have a nice day.
I got to catch a bus. No, but you know, is building the wall important? What do you mean by the wall? Mm. We're not even talking about... The government is not shut down over a 2,200-mile, 30-foot concrete barrier. It's shut down over an insignificant amount of construction funding for physical barriers.
Okay, we'll be talking about this all morning long.
What a joke.
As you brought up the shutdown...
Boy, politics is stupid. It's hard to even properly convey how stupid it is to you.
Here's your history of shutdowns.
Yes.
We're now at the second longest.
This is going to be on the test.
Second longest shutdown. Starting with the short ones, we had a 2-day shutdown last year. There was a 2-day shutdown in 84. There's a 2-day shutdown in 81, a 3-day in 90, a 3-day in 83, a 3-day in 82. In 95, a 5-day shutdown. That's not the one where Monica and Bill got together. That's coming up on the list.
Stay tuned.
1976 and 1977, an interesting period for shutdowns. I was, you know, a kid at the time, so I wasn't paying attention to this. But so in September of 76, the government shut down for 10 days. Then the following fall, in 1977, 12-day shutdown in September, 8-day shutdown in October, then another 8-day shutdown in November.
Wow.
She went 12-8-8 with three different shutdowns in a 3-month period.
Wow.
In 1977, which is much more, and I think those were real shutdowns, not the tiny percentage the government shut down.
Right.
Then you get up to a 16-day in 2013. In 1978, again, getting into that late 70s period where we had lots of shutdowns, there was one for 17 days. We're now at, what are we at, 19 days now? This current shutdown, which is coming up on the longest shutdown of all time, December 1995. Hey, what are you doing here? You're kind of cute. Wandering around the White House alone with nothing to do. Poor Bill Clinton in 1995.
Want to sing my
song? That's how he and Monica got together. That's how she ended up getting so close to him, because there wasn't as much security and there wasn't anything going on.
Oh.
Yes.
They had time to get to know each other. But anyway, the longest shutdown was in December of 95, but we're almost, there is nobody saying we're not going to blow past that mark, because there's no way this is getting settled in the next 2 days.
Yeah, but there, so, you know, the length of them is kind of interesting to me, but the number of them in recent years,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there have been quite a few. I mean, yeah. Never mind the 70s.
And you don't remember them, do you?
Well, no, why would you?
You don't remember them, do you?
Because they have no significance to most people's lives. You know, if you went to a national park and the bathrooms were locked, as we got one charming email from a fellow who had that problem, and he really, really needed to go. That's bad. But for the rest of us, quit with your ominous voice. It's a government shutdown. Oh, stop it.
Well, if the burden of Damascus strikes when you're at Yellowstone, you might have a different view of things.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I would. That's a term for needing to go.
You're in a park. Just go where the bears go.
Exactly. What are the bears doing?
Back to nature, huh?
Does a bear what in the woods?
Right.
You fill in the blank.
Now you do it. Clean up after yourself, though. You know, pack in, pack out. Huh? All right, then. Perhaps the single stupidest media firing I've ever heard of during this era of political correctness. Plus a little scary news if you like the pot, the marijuana.
Okay.
Might mess with your genes, especially when you go to have kids.
Wow. More details coming out on that crazy woman who texted that guy 100,000 sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Come to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, to learn about the various opportunities to volunteer at the theater. As a nonprofit, the Cascade relies on volunteers to keep the Cascade up and running. The Cascade Theater's new artistic director will be available to answer questions, discuss her vision for in-house productions, and let you know how to get involved with the theater. So come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, from 10 to 1. We hope to see you there.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A woman in Texas broke a hospital record recently after delivering a nearly 15-pound baby, so good luck to her husband on ever complaining about anything again. You have a headache? I gave birth to a water cooler, Richard.
That's pretty good.
That's a big baby.
We have a text line, 415-295-KFTC. I think it was a Michelob Ultra Light that Elizabeth Warren was drinking. This person claimed it was fire water. That's not
good. Oh, wow, that's not good. I mean, given her heritage, I understand, but... So she selected... I'm going to get me a beer. Got the least beery beer that exists on Earth.
Well, I am.
Come on. You going to have a beer, sister.
She wanted to have a Bud regular.
Slightly beer-flavored water.
The extra working class regular person.
I love Budweiser.
Sure.
That's a fine beer.
What's not to like?
It is a beautifully balanced American-style pilsner. Budweiser wins international beer festivals. It is a great American-style pilsner.
I drank the light beer back when I drank just for the less calories. That was the thing.
All right, then. So, speaking of substances that may alter your mood, a couple of drug stories coming up you probably want to be aware of. First, though, and this is just astonishing to me.
Oh, Marshall and his news coming up. My favorite part of Trump's speech.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
On the way.
Okay, great. And also the America's Angry Grandparents response. Nancy and Chuck stared angrily into the camera. It's just an odd moment. Anyway, this stuff makes me so mad because it probably scares me. If I were stretched out on the psychologist's couch, I would think if people can be this stupid and mob-like, and come to such a ludicrous decision, none of us is safe. Civilization is crumbling. Of course, I think too much. Here's this TV weatherman in Kentucky.
Good morning, Kentucky. Rain in the tri-state area.
Or Rochester, Kentucky. It's a beautiful part of the country. Love Kentucky. But Jeremy, I think his last name is pronounced Capel. He was rushing through the weekend forecast, and he said something. He stumbled over his words. I'm going to play it for you here. I'll let you listen to it.
Is this going to get us fired?
Absolutely. It's career suicide right here today. Although it is funny, I'm on a newspaper website here, and it says, warning, strong language. Okay. So I guess there's strong language. Here, listen to this, would you? I'm not hearing anything. Michael, do you have me up, my brother?
Oh, it's up.
Okay, let's try that again. My mistake. I blame myself. Hard to imagine what happened this time. There we go.
Great. This is the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. Yeah.
He was talking about looking over Martin Luther King Jr. Park, and he said, Martin Luther King Jr. Park. He stumbled over his words, and... evidently pronounced the syllable coon, which is, I'm sure you're familiar, is an old-timey epithet for dark-skinned people, African-Americans, if you prefer the term. It's a loathsome term, certainly. You could not, as a sane human being, possibly think he did that on purpose. He did that intentionally. He did that as a racial slur. But he has been fired.
That's something I'm always amazed when I take in stories the way I think a lot of people do take in stories, because we were on vacation for a couple of weeks. I just saw a headline about this.
Yeah.
Meteorologist fired for racial slur.
Yeah.
And it said what he said, and I thought, oh, wow, he must have got caught saying it off the air, or I don't know what his deal is, or whatever. But so this is the story?
Right. Even if you were just somebody so crazed that you don't understand that people stumble in their speech all the time, and you can't think through the fact that this guy would never do that because it's career suicide. Maybe you'd think, well, I wonder, wow, what's going on with that guy? And you would listen like a human being with a soul and a conscience to what he had to say about the incident. What he said was, that was not a word I said. I promise you that. If you did feel that hurt you in any way, I sincerely apologize. I would never want to tarnish the reputation of such a great man as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the great civil rights leaders of all time. He went on, making it unequivocally clear. This is not a guy who has any interest in uttering racial epithets, but the unspeakable cowards at WHEC Rochester and whatever cowardly company owns it decided to fire this guy.
They actually fired him
over
that.
And
that's crazy.
And various activist types, of course, are howling for his head. We're howling for his head. So that was part of the decision. Those people are liars and phonies. They cannot raise money unless they illustrate offense and whip up anger. That's what it's all about.
Man, that's troubling.
That is really, really troubling.
So I could lose my career the way I, you know, pay the mortgage, support my family. Because those jobs aren't easy to get. No job's easy to get.
Right.
Because of that. That's amazing.
Listen to what the Rochester Association...
As you're being fired, you'd have to look the guy in the eye, or woman,
yeah,
and say, how are you doing this?
Right. How do you sleep? Do you have a conscience? The Rochester Association of Black Journalists said of the obvious stumbling over his words, this is a completely unacceptable... This is completely unacceptable and contrary to all standards of broadcasting. While we are aware that the station has issued an apology, we expect a complete explanation of what happened, who was responsible, and why nothing was said immediately after the Friday broadcast. Well, I'm happy to step in and provide that for you, Rochester Association of Black Journalists. A complete explanation of what happened is the guy stumbled over his words, and he got a vowel from the second word mixed up with consonants from the first word. Happens all the time. Trust me, I got a mush mouth. I do it daily. Who was responsible? Well, nobody really. He stumbled over his words. And why nothing was said immediately after the Friday broadcast, that's because it was a non-event and had zero significance. Do you have any further questions? I'd be delighted to answer them, you bunch of phonies. Racism is loathsome. Fake claims of racism give a smokescreen to real racism. Stop it.
Yeah, you think you actually helped your cause with that?
Stop it.
Well, it's one thing for the activists to try to do this, and it makes them bad people. But you gotta stand up to it. It's the only way to stop it. You got to say, that was a nothing. I'm sorry you're mad, but we're going to keep the guy on. You won't lose any viewers. You won't lose. Well, if the advertisers actually cave, though, which sometimes they do.
Right.
Because they're freaking cowards.
Right. News 10 Vice President and General Manager Richard Rheingold released a statement saying, we strongly believe in holding our reporters and anchors to the highest standards. Followed by a number of other words which signify nothing but his cowardice.
Wow, that is scary and weak. Could happen to anybody in your job.
Oh, yeah, in any line of work, man.
Sure. What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, Trump's Oval Office address. We've got Jack Armstrong's favorite clip of that speech. Paul Manafort's lawyer's mistake could put their client in collusion, the hot water. And one religious leader's warning about who's running the Internet, possibly proving Joe Getty has been correct all along.
As usual.
Stay tuned to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the end things?
End things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm looking forward to this because this is my favorite part of the Trump speech. News now with Marcia Phillips.
Now, President Trump holding steady on his call for a wall along the U.S. southern border. The president making his argument during his speech last night from the Oval Office, calling on Congress to fund the wall while also calling out top Democrats as hypocrites.
Senator Chuck Schumer, who you will be hearing from later tonight, has repeatedly supported a physical barrier in the past, along with many other Democrats. They changed their mind only after I was elected president. Democrats in Congress have refused to acknowledge the crisis.
Trump going on to add,
some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside.
That's a pretty good line.
The only thing that is immoral is the politicians to do nothing and continue to allow more innocent people to be so horribly victimized.
So I think the only way they're ever going to get to a compromise where they both sides try to save face, which is the only way this is going to happen, I think, is Chuck and Nancy and whoever they can control are going to have to say, okay, we won't make a big deal out of the difference between a wall and a barrier. And you don't either.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let us, you know, allow this barrier to be built. And you don't make a big deal out of the difference between a wall and a barrier. That we voted for walls and this is a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
We just, neither one of us will. Isn't that the only way they're going to make it happen? Because
well,
if both sides are going to continue to play the
victory. Both sides can do what they would do anyway were it not for the grandstanding politics of it, which would be, yeah, get some more money for the physical part of border security. And Donald Trump can claim, and we've expanded the wall, and the Democrats can say, we fixed some fencing, and everybody will believe what they want to believe.
Because the worst part of the news coverage is this has been the pointing out that, look, so many of these people have voted for walls so many times.
Right. Of course.
Now all of a sudden it's immoral? What's going on there?
Build bridges, not walls. There are hundreds of miles of walls, and you voted for them. What the hell are you talking about?
And you allocated way more money than's being asked for now.
Right, right. Oh, it's just the phoniness and hypocrisy of the thing. It's just, it's tiresome.
But they do have to find a way out. I mean, they surely all agree. Well, at some point this has got to end.
Right, right. Well, okay, Chuck, Nancy, what bauble do you want? Well, Chuck, you a bauble. Meanwhile, we expand the fence a little bit, and we can get back to business. I mean, this is just such a silly argument. You know, it reminds me of most marital arguments that I've had. They're over dumb stuff. I mean, if it's something important, you know, and at least with me and Judy, we generally talk about it. It ends up being over dumb stuff. This is a dumb, dumb argument. Border security's not dumb. Dealing with illegal immigration is not dumb at all. It's critical. We need to do it. But this particular little hang-up is just silly.
Paul Manafort, who was Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, shared polling data during the 2016 presidential campaign with a business associate who's been linked to Russian intelligence. And special counsel Robert Mueller's office charges he lied to them about sharing that information. That's according to a court filing whose redacted contents were accidentally revealed yesterday. The Associated Press was able to see the material in the defense filing because it wasn't properly blacked out. Now, the filing doesn't say if the polling info was public or not or what was done with it, But AP is reporting it raises the possibility that Russia could have used inside information from Trump's campaign as part of its operation to interfere in the 2016 election.
So if Manafort leaked some polls to a guy with ties to Russia, what is that? I mean, if he lied about it, he lied about it. Okay, fair enough.
Why did he lie about it?
Yeah, I don't know. But the unlawful sharing of, hey, we took a poll, found out 65% of people are in favor of sunny days. I mean, or whatever. Is that a crime? Is it even impolite? I don't even know.
So isn't the latest thinking that Manafort's a long way from being done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so. The filing
Manafort or Mueller?
I mean, sorry, Mueller is a long way from being done with his investigation.
I hear a different assessment of that every single day.
Yeah, yesterday they were saying he filed for a six-month extension on his work. Or
oh,
yeah, put
right?
In paperwork
yeah.
Okay, for
well,
another
right.
6 months.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a couple of maneuverings.
Good. We can look forward to another 6 months of this.
A couple of maneuverings in the last week that would give every indication that he needs more time and money, and it got quite a ways to go.
Oh, you know, I happened to flip on CNN this morning to take in a little fake news, and they had some... old feller.
Which gets us close to the election, by the way, the presidential election. Then we got that whole can of worms.
Yeah,
does he release it in the year of a presidential election?
Well, if it's 6 months, that'd be right around when the first Democrat debates are going to be. So that's definitely, it's on.
Sure.
That'd still be, there'd be a heck of a lot of time, though, before Election Day. But anyway, so I hear this old Congress guy droning on CNN about how critically important it is we pass this legislation to protect Mueller and protect the investigation. Boy, has there ever been a phonier issue than that?
Yeah.
Nobody is shutting down the Mueller investigation. Nobody, maybe, Donald J. may want to, but ain't nobody going along with it.
No.
It's not happening.
Nor is it a real concern that when it's released, it'll be kept secret by the Trump administration and never get out. I mean,
no.
That's just a crazy idea.
But they're still trying to whip that up on CNN. Are you raising money off that or something? Boy, you talk about a non-issue.
Yeah. And it turns out the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church is warning the faithful that the Antichrist is in charge of the World Wide Web.
There you go.
I knew it.
I'm converting. I'm now Russian Orthodox. What do you got to do? Is there a fee?
The 72-year-old leader pointing out that whenever people use their cell phone or tablet or other internet-connected devices, others will know where you are and what you're doing. And he said that kind of control is one of the signs of the Antichrist.
Okay. Okay. Get to the part which isn't clearly true. It depends on your conception of good and evil in the universe
right.
and the rest of it. Maybe
right.
it's not the Antichrist, but it ain't good.
Mm.
It's bad.
All
and
right.
Mark Zuckerberg has horns under his red hair. I've seen the satellite imagery.
I see.
They use infrared for that, I think.
That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
He keeps them shaved down so they're not apparent, but he can regrow them in an afternoon if he needs to. One of his satanic powers.
They did a survey of kids about how much allowance they get, what chores they do to get what allowance, and what they mostly save their money for. My kids have been really into this lately for some reason, counting their money and what they're going to buy.
Oh, plus I promised a couple of drug stories. I'll give you one real quickly. If you have extra drugs, we were talking about this yesterday, most pharmacies will take them from you, and most hospitals will too. So if you want to get rid of extra dangerous drugs and not flush them down into the water supply, which strikes me as a terrible idea.
What do they do with them at the pharmacy?
Bring them to your local pharmacy. They pop them. They have parties. Pour it all into a hat and just go potluck.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
That's me in the corner.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
We plow. Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's a nice day when you...
A typical day at the office gone terribly, terribly wrong.
It's the way it looked out at Martin Luther King Jr. Park.
That was all it took for that meteorologist to lose his job there in Kentucky, where it's sounded like he said, well, he did say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the sounds came out of his mouth, but.
Martin Luther Coon Jr. Park.
Well, he corrected himself, King Jr.
Well, right. It's just a flow.
Right.
Just happens to be a bad word. And he actually got fired over it, and so I'm glad that it's getting national attention, because that means somebody's going to hire him out of a PR stunt or something like that to stand up what is good and right. Which
or his
is.
Original employer, where I don't know that he has a wife and kids, but they'll rehire him and say, sorry, dude.
Well, they should be
work
shamed
cowards.
Into it. Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so flippin' weak to fire the guy over that. We're all doomed. If we could say something in a meeting or at work or wherever we are, slip of the tongue, and you meant that. What are you talking
about?
No, I'm
telling you right here, I did not mean that. I would never say that. You meant it!
Got this text. I'm a black man, and I'm appalled that the weatherman was fired over that very innocent mistake. It's ludicrous, and his station, as well as those blacks who are offended, ought to be ashamed of themselves. He misspoke, and firing was ridiculous.
I appreciate that. I feel bad even saying thank you for that. Because that's almost condescending.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
To give a black man or black woman credit for having that much sanity is condescending.
We
appreciate the text. We truly do. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's so self-evident. Oh. We hold these truths to be self-evident. A lot of media companies are very cowardly. Anyway, that's astounding. But I'm glad it's getting some information or some attention. Very happy about that. I'd like to hear just a little bit of Great Aunt Nancy from last night. Can I hear Pelosi number one positive, Sean, please? A response to the
President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
Which was the main angle Chuck and Nancy hit on last night. A manufactured crisis, we must open the government. Nobody cares. I mean, you know... Obviously, the people who care, but that is a very small group of people. And the whole, this is a crisis, we must open the government thing, is a useless argument. I don't think it carries much weight with Americans at all. I don't think anybody cares.
I think both sides miscalculated how much the nation cares about shutdowns at this point.
Right, right. It's a beautiful example of the oft-stated Armstrong and Getty principle that you're much better trusting your own perceptions than that of your friends, neighbors, and coworkers. Than that of cable TV talking heads, because they depend on drama and conflict and fear. I mean, that's the way that you get people's eyes to stick. If you can frighten people, nobody's ever tuned out of, there's a tornado heading toward town, we'll tell you which neighborhoods will be obliterated. Nobody has ever tuned out.
I'm putting in my Taylor Swift CD.
And so they're constantly trying to frighten you or convince you something big is happening. Something. You know, if you're a federal employee and you're worried about making your bills, listen, I have a great deal of sympathy for you. You didn't do this. None of your fault. That's an obvious point. But for the rest of us, no. No, please. More on that.
How many people even know
expert the, commentators?
How many people even know the shutdown's going on, I wonder? I bet my wife doesn't know.
Well, and... If you were not told,
but had to
experience it in the course of your day, your week, your work duties, whatever, as opposed to hearing it on the news somewhere, I'll bet the number of people who are aware of it would be vanishingly small, as they say in the stats business. So that's that. And more on that to come. We'll play you some more clips if you didn't listen to it last night. York County, Pennsylvania regional police have arrested a wanted fugitive. Out of Baltimore. This guy's a murderer. It's no joke. It's some sort of road rage style shooting. But in the long line of master criminals like, Billy the Kid and Machine Gun Kelly and whomever else, police have arrested Anthony Doo-Doo Butt Ward, age 21. Evidently, Doo-Doo Butt is his gangland nickname. That's a bad nickname.
There are better.
If you're a gangbanger, and everybody's like throwing around nicknames and giving each other cool nicknames, and they give you doo-doo butt, I suggest you appeal that decision.
Perhaps you heard that we rescued, liberated, caught, whatever you want to call them, a couple of ISIS members that were Americans. It was people that lived there that were American citizens and went over to join ISIS, that crowd.
Yep.
Here's one guy that we caught last week in the, on the Syrian battlefield. 34-year-old man from Houston.
Old enough to know a heck of a lot better.
Yeah, grown up. Who joined ISIS to teach them English, to give English lessons. 34-year-old man from Houston who sent his resume and a cover letter seeking a job to the Islamic State.
Dear sirs.
He was seized in Syria. It actually said, Dear Director, I'm looking to get a position teaching English to students in the Islamic State, said Warren Christopher Clark. Idiot from Texas.
comma, idiot, comma, Texas. We've talked to a number of folks who've taught English for a year or two or three overseas and had a really interesting experience.
Well, yeah,
not for ISIS, however.
No, you can go around the world teaching English and get paid and maybe stay at somebody's nice place and stuff like that. It's pretty cool experience. I wouldn't do it teaching ISIS English.
No, no, bad decision.
He's lucky he still got his head and was able to even be rescued by American soldiers.
So he was one of those soft heads who got there and realized the reality was vastly different than he'd imagined?
I don't know. He was still there. I don't know what he thought. Mr. Clark once worked as a substitute teacher in school district in Sugar Land, Texas, according to his father. He went on in his cover letter that he sent to ISIS. This was discovered in an Iraqi home when we took back parts of Iraq from ISIS. You know, they left behind a treasure trove of paperwork, and this was some of it. A cover letter from an idiot in Texas.
You remember how I got my first radio job, right? Because I was the only guy who typed the cover letter.
This might have been a similar situation here.
The few others who bothered to apply for that poverty wage job evidently just scrawled out the, hey, here's my resume anyway, so call me if you want.
I do mine.
I type mine, and they said, wow, that's impressive.
I do mine in that really artistic thing where you cut out individual letters from magazines of various sizes and
nice.
Stuff.
That's charming.
I don't get a lot of callbacks, though.
Man, I'm a slacker. I would not send a handwritten resume to someone.
Yeah, I know. How many times have you? Well, anyway.
That
worked out for me.
He went on in his resume to ISIS as an English teacher. I believe that a successful teacher can understand a student's strengths and weaknesses, and I have the ability to appeal to both. So he's really selling him on why he'd be the perfect English teacher.
Right.
God, he's lucky he ended up with his noggin still attached.
Oh, please. What are the odds?
Or set fire in a cage or something else?
Oh, Lord.
Horrific.
Yeah. So, but you said we rescued him or liberated him?
Caught him.
Caught him.
I guess. We're going to bring him back to the United States. I assume he's a nut job.
Right.
So what are you going to do with him?
Yeah. Well, I would imagine you could determine pretty quickly whether somebody is just so weak-minded.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Redding's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. You get me everything.